Okay, the sheets around. So this week's Sedra is Parshas Korach, which is the best known for the first part of the Sedra, the narrative portion, which of course is the story of Korach and his cohorts rebelling against the Moshe and Aaron, and the aftermath of that rebellion. The second half of the Sedra presents many important demons related to Kohanim and Levim. That's the non-narrative part of the Sedra. So that's what I'd like to look at, one din relating to Levim. The pasuk says in the first source, Bamidbar Perak Yud Ches, pasuk Kof Gimel, the Ovad HaLevi, who is Avodas Omoes Levi, performed his service in the Mishkan, talking to the Beis HaMikdash, the Hang Yisrov Onam Hukas Modor Zechem, they will also bear their sin, we'll see what that means, out of the Sophon Yisrael, Ayun Chalo Nachala, and they don't get a regular inheritance within the land like everybody else. Rashi explains, what is the Hang Yisrov Onam, the second source Rashi says there in Perak Yud Ches, pasuk Kof Gimel, the HaLevim Yisrov Onam Shreisrov, Shaleim Lahazi HaZorim Yigesh Aleim. Their job is to warn Zorim, meaning non-Levim, that they're not permitted to do whatever the Levim is supposed to do, just like a non-Kohen is not permitted to do the Avoda of the Kohen in the Mishkan. They permit this whole to a non-Levi. It's not supposed to be Avoda. But what we see from this pasuk, that the Levi is supposed to do, we see from this pasuk, there is Avoda the Levi does. The Avad HaLevi, who is Avoda Tomoy? Shavuot doesn't say exactly what this Avoda is. So we take a look in the Sefer Achinuch here in Parshas Korach, it's Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Dalid. It says mitzvah avodas halevi b'mikdash, the mitzvah of the levim in the mikdash. What is it? Leos says the chinuch. Leos halevim oltim b'mikdash. Leos shorim u'mishorim b'chol yom al hakorban. Their job was to be shorim in charge of the gates, opening and closing and locking the gates, so on of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not our topic tonight, but it is our topic. It's the second one. U'mishorim b'chol yom al hakorban. They would sing each day in association with the offering of that day's korbanos. Shenemar, and then the Sefer Chinuch quotes our pasuk here in the Midbar Perek Yuches pasuk Chav Gimel Parshas Korach. Avad Halevi, who is Avodas Omoed? Okay, and then he goes on to say the Sifrei here says, I might think maybe this is optional. Perhaps Halevi can do it; doesn't have to do it. And Tanoch Talmud Lomar, but Avad Halevi Al Korach. This is job. Yes, this is a job that Halevi has to do. And he mentions that the reference here is to Shir Bepeh, verbal singing. Okay, and he mentions as well the Chinuch does that this mitzvah is repeated elsewhere in the Torah. In Parsha Shoftim, which we'll mention later, which is Gemara Darshan's as one of the sources for the idea of there being Shiva. So the Chinuch says that this pasuk here, it's interesting too, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about Shira B'Pen. Now, if you look back in Parsha's Baloscha, but in any event, according to the Sefer Chinuch, that's what this pasuk is talking about. When it says, the Avod HaLevi, his Avodah Tomei, his Avodah is the thing with the Korbanos. Now, back in Parsha's Baloscha, a couple of weeks, we read a bit by Perches. The Levim would begin to work at the age of 25. When hit the age of 50, is mandatory retirement from these activities. So Rashi explains. Oh, let's see. So Rashi explains. No, Rashi there in Baloscha Perches Pasuk Chafei says v'lo yavodot avodos masa bakosei. That's talking about one of the jobs that Levim had in the Midbar when there was a Mishkan was to transport the Mishkan. When they traveled from station to station, they would carry the... So that, yes, to do. However, Avachoser, who says Rashi, Lidila Sharon, the Lashir, but for blocking the gates and seeing that, they would do. And that's what Rashi says. The Ramban takes a little issue that with that in Parsha Baloscha. So again, in Parakas, plus a Chok Hei, the Lo Yavod Od, Avodas Masa Vakosu, quotes Rashi. But he says the Sifrei is not so clear about it, and he has various riots that perhaps if you couldn't do one, you couldn't do the other, and they would have to retire from that at the age of 50 as well. I'm not so interested in that machlokas right now, other than to show you what the Ramban writes there in Parshas Baloscha. If you look three lines from the bottom of that Ramban in 4, it says, "Ben Shloshim Shana Vavichamino Lohayim Manim Osam Ashir Shehu Ikar Avodo Shel Leviim." Ramban describes the singing as the Iker Avodah, the principle, the primary Avodah of Levi. That's the point I want to establish in that Ramban. There's a question of the mandatory retirement, which is not our issue. As the Chinuch pointed out, there is a Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim and Dvarim, Source 7, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Zion, which says, also talking about the Leviim, V'sheireis b'shem Hashem elokal kichol echav ha-Leviim ha-omdim shalpit me-Hashem. He would also sheireis is to perform some type of sheir, some type of service. And again, it doesn't say exactly about singing. It doesn't say, so far we haven't seen a pasuk which speaks specifically about singing, but there is some type of service, some type of avodah, the sheres, the shemesh comes to the Gemara in Erechim. Darshan that pasuk, among many others. If you look in source number 8, Erechim daf yud aleph amud aleph. The Gemara asks the simple question, Amar b'hudah amar Shmuel, minayin le'ikar shir min ha-Torah. Where do we have a source in the Torah? I've been beating around the bush. You know, I mean, where do we have a source in the Torah about singing? Yeah, we saw the Sefer HaChinuch, Darshan the pasuk here in Parshas Korach, you know, that's what the avodah is, but where did it say that in the Torah? We have a Ramban that says that that's the Ikar avodah. Where do we have something in the Torah that Gemara asks? Where do we see the Torah that singing was part of the Levi's duty? That's the question.
So how do we know, right now, the rites that we just know the Levi had
a some avodah. Sort of avodah, right, and which Chazal explains that the do is singing. But that's exactly Gemara's kasha. That's the kasha. That's exactly what Gemara is asking. And source number 8. So the Gemara actually has no fewer than 10 different approaches to answer that question. Okay, 10 different psukim to answer that question. The first one is the one that's printed here in source 8. Shenemar, that pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, in the previous source, the 7. V'sheres b'shem Hashem Elokav. The Gemara darshans, what does it mean, v'sheres b'shem Hashem Elokav? They would serve using the name of God. What exactly does that mean? Ezu sheres shebashem. What type of service implies the use of the name of God? Have Omer, that's Shira. That's Shira. This pasuk says the Gemara, the Chazal Darshan, this pasuk, that the Sheret, the pasuk in Parashat Shoftim, that the Sheret, the Shem HaShem HaKav, what Sheret involves Shem HaShem, like Rashi explains in 9, Shem HaSkirin Bo Shem Shamayim, and what Avodah, and what Avodah is done in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, does someone mention the name of Hashem? And as we have Gershom there on the page, also explains, so it's 10, again, Erech and Yudal, but Aleph, Sheret, Shem HaShem, Shem HaShem, Shem HaShem, that's Shira. What, how does that connect to the Shem Hashem? It says the Ben Gershom in source 10, there's Shira as Karo Shiba Mizmorim. In the chapters that they sang, in the Mizmorim of Tehillim, that they sang many times, the Shem Hashem. So, Hainu Shira Shiyesh Ben Mizmorim as Karo. As Karo means mentioning the name of Hashem. So, the Gemara has a drasha. It's not the pshat in the pasuk, but it's, you know, it's a different layer of interpretation where the Chazal Darshim says, V'sheres, V'shem, Hashem Elokav. There is some sort of service which involves uttering the name of Hashem. And what is that? That's the Shira. Okay, so that's the source. That's, huh?
It can't be in view with that.
Well, it has to be, right, the name of Hashem, Hashem, yeah. Now, yeah.
This avodah, this is one of the targets.
Right.
So how can you...
Okay, so hold on. I know you're saying, how do you get that? Okay, good. Hold on.
Like just a
so, right, it's and your question is only going to be strengthened by the fact that the Gemara gives 9 other answers to this question. Okay, so that was the first one. That pasuk. Hold the thought. We'll get to it in a second. The tenth one. Okay, that was the first one. It's part of the oral tradition. Yeah. We'll see it in a second. But I quoted you the first teret. The tenth teret is the psukim, other psukim here in Parshas Korach. I've written the source a lot. The first teret of where you see Shira in the Torah of the Levim is that pasuk in Parshas Shoftim, v'sheres b'shem Hashem Elokav. The tenth answer, scripture tenth, which is. It's Sukkot here in 11. Parshas Korach, Perek Yudches, Sukkot Beis, Gimel and Dalet. The Gamas Achecha Mateli Mishem Rabbi Chakri Mitoch Mila Bualach Mirshuk Alecha Mirshur Tzucha Yatov Alecha Itoch Lesnei Ol Eidu. Gather your brethren, the tribe of Levi and so on. They will serve you and accompany you and so on. Plus the Gimel, the Shomru Mishmar Tachol Mishmar Es Kol Olel. They would guard your service and the Olel. But they can't go to actually do by the Mizbeach, to do actual service in the Mizbeach. The lo yamusu gam heim gam atem. If everything's done properly, they won't die, you won't die. That's good news. Everyone stays alive. The nilvo alech v'shomus v'shes alim v'chol avos lo v'zor lo yikav alech. Those are psukim in Parshas Korach. So we turn to the next page, source number 12. The Gemara in, well, it was in Rashi. I printed the Rashi in Chumash, but we don't have to see it. Okay, it's clear that Rashi explained. But let's look at source 13. The Gemara in Erechim, the continuation of that sugya, on Dr. Yud Aleph on the base, before we look at Yud Aleph on Aleph. Yud Aleph on the base, the tenth answer to that question, where is there a source of Shira, the Levim, the Torah? Rabbi Yonah 13, Rabbi Yonah son Amar Mehacham. You understand what we learn from here? So, this pasuk in Parshas Korach. V'lo yamusu gam heim gam atem. Ma'atem b'avodas mizbeach, afheim b'avodas mizbeach. There is some link. You won't die, they won't die. The Kohanim, they'll do their job properly, and the Levim will do their job properly, nobody will die. So for doing the vote improperly, so the Gemara of Yonasan darshan, that there's some sort of, obviously some sort of parallel between, at one point anyway, between what the Kohanim are doing and what the Levim are doing. What is the parallel? Well, the Kohanim do the Avodas Mizbeach, and there must be something which the Levim do at the same time as the Avodas Mizbeach. And what's that? That's the Shira. Because the Shira was sung not at Stamat time, but Davke at the time when the Mizbeach, during the Avodas Mizbeach. Rashi explains, Atem, HaLevim Avodas Mizbeach, below Mashkachas Levim Kshem Avodas Mizbeach, over Shir. So 1 second, says Rashi, I mean, if the Pasuk is talking about the Kohanim do Avodas Mizbeach, and it says, Lo Yamusu Gam Hein Gam Atem, Levim won't die, what? When Levim got to do Avodas Mizbeach? Right. Well, that's also true. That's a good discussion, actually, a calling show about Avodas Levi. It's a good point, which also darshan from this pasuk. Actually, it's actually the continuation. The Gemara brings that up. But for right now, again, to be honest, it's darshaning a link between what the Kohanim do and what the Levim do. The Kohanim do Avodas Mizbeach. Levim cannot do that, but there's something else they do in connection with Avodas Mizbeach. Okay, and that's what Rabbi Gershon explains in 15. There in Erech Yirah Alvin Beis, Afheim Avodas Mizbeach Shira B'Shas Karban. It's talk about the Shira at the time of the carbon. It's all questions.
Everything with the Levim do and the singing, they said, yeah. They do the Avodah, it's a very special thing that they got to do.
Yeah.
So it was, seemed to me that they should lead up to, well, we're not allowed to do this.
Wait, we'll get that too. So in any event, we at least have a book, or at least have, again, somewhat obscure. I grant you the point. The Gemara, I didn't quote all eight other answers. We quoted the first answer, the tenth answer. These are all drushes chazal based upon psukim. The fact of the matter is, however, there are psukim not in the Torah, but for example in Divrei Hayyamim, which is in the Tanakh. Divrei Hayyamim is the end of Tanakh. If you take a look in source number 16 in Divrei Hayyamim Aleph, Perek Vav, you see clearly that Levim were assigned to Shir. They had actual psukim which record what took place. So there's no doubt, in other words, we're actually no doubt that the Levim did sing. We haven't had a clear directive from a pasuk, just Rosh Chazal. But you look in source 16, Divrei Yom Al Perk Vav, pasuk 9. The Eila Hashem is David Ayudei Shir Beshir Beis Hashem Nuvanoch Aram. These are there are people who David assigned to sing in the Beis Hashem when the Aram was brought. Now this is before the Beis Hamikdash was built. Let's remember the Beis Hamikdash was built by Shlomo. We're talking here about David, his father, so they think it wasn't yet built. But, as you will remember, the Aron was brought to Yerushalayim right in the days of David. Then by some other people pushed him here and there. But it was brought eventually to Yerushalayim. So then he set up Levium to sing. And it says, Yud Zion, and that's Yud Yamal Perkvah, Pazik Yud Zion, by Yehu Mishar, Simlifnei Mishkan Almayt, Bashir, Ad Beno, Shoma, Espeis, and Yerushalayim, by Amdu, Pishpat, and Lavar Osam. This was prior to the building of the Beis Hamikdash, the hands of Shlomo. You already had in the days of David. And the Radak explains there in source 17, in the Rav Yama Aleph Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Eila Shehem Yidavali Yishir Klomar Hamidah L'Shorer. David set up a rotation, set up a system that people would sing. Yudayin, Vayamdu Kamishpatam Avodosom, He Avodos Hashir. That talked about the Avodos which we call Shir. How do we know that the Avodos is called Shir? So Rashi, the Radak rather, there in Divrei Yom Aleph, quotes a pasuk, V'chein Amar B'Torah, Lavod Avodas Avoda, the Hu Hashir Shu Avodas HaKarbonos. There's another different pasuk, which I quote in 18, is a pasuk in Parshas Noso, in Parak Dalet, B'Midbar Pasuk Mem Vav, and Pasuk Mem Zayin, Kol HaPekudim HaShepokad Moshe Ramesi Yisrael Et Halavim, L'Mishmichosom L'Veis Avosom, Mem Zayin Iben Shloshim Shana B'Mala, V'Ben Chamishon Kol HaPol Lavod Avodas Avoda. Avodas Masa Ba'olmed. Avodas Avoda, service of service. What service of service? Says Rashi there in a compliment, exactly. Says Rashi there in Parshas Noso, and that's what the Radak and Divrei Yom Aleph is saying. Rashi in 19. And also Perek Dalet Pasuk Mem Zayin, Avodas Avoda, Avodas Avoda. Hu Hashir B'Mitzalkayim V'Chinoros. That's the Shir with various instruments and so on. Shehi Avoda L'Avoda Acheret. That is Avoda to a different Avoda, a compliment. And Avodas Master is Kamash Mal Kari, the transporter we spoke about before. So at least we have, according to what the Radak is pointing out, there's another hint to the Pasuk, the Torah is still not direct. Avodas Avodas is still not direct, but it's another hint. But the Radak quotes that in explaining an often a Pasuk, Divrei Yom Aleph. So at least in Divrei Yom Aleph, you have a Mokor that there's singing going on at the time. It's even clearer that Divrei Yom Aleph instituted even before the Beis Hamikdash was built. Now,
and he wrote the word.
Yeah, it looks like that, right?
All these things,
right.
What was going on in the Mishkan?
So it's unclear, okay, I'm alluding to and they thank Dillon to him. Yeah. Anyway, let's take a look at another important pasuk. It's even clearer in Dirayam and Beis, Perek Hay, Pasuk Yud Beis. There it says it openly. The Halavim Hamishorim, the Levim were the singers. This is talking about when the Beis Hamikdash was built already. This is actually talking about the dedication ceremony of the Beis Hamikdash, and even mentions names of the families. The Halavim Hamishorim L'chulam L'Asaf L'Heimon L'Yutusum V'Livneim V'Lachem. Their brothers and their cousins and whatever. Okay. Relatives, Melubashim, boots, they wore special garments, Mithapayim, Mubinabalim, Chinoros, okay, they had various musical instruments, Omdim, Mizuch, Lamizbeach, they would stand to the east of Mizbeach, Limon, Kohanim, Lameav, Esim, Mechatzim, Mechatzotras, they would sound the trumpets, Plus Yugim, Vahik, Echel, Mechatzim, Meshorim, Meshmir, Kol, Echel, Lahawel, Ulahodos, Lashem, Uchaharim, Kol, Bachatzotras, Mithapayim, Ubechle Ashir, Ubahala, Lashem, Kito, Kilo, Amchazo, familiar pasuk, right? That's when the house built. This is with a cloud indicating the presence of Hashem. This was the dedication of the Bais Rishon on the days of Shlomo. So you see there openly who was doing this thing. It says, Halavim Hamishorim. And yet, even later, in the Rayam and Beis Parakhov test, in the days of Chizkio, says again in Pasuk Hashem, they set up the Levim in the house of Hashem, the Mitzotayim, and the Vav and Chinos, these are all different types of musical instruments. The Mitzvah David, the God HaChoza, as per the directions earlier directed to David and God HaChoza, one of the Levim, HaMelech, with Osman HaNovi, Kiviyad HaShem HaMitzvah B'Yad Neviyot. It's through the hands of Hashem that the Levim gave these mitzvahs, and it says in Pasuk Chavah, Vayamdu HaLevim B'Chlei Dov Rekhanam HaChatzotzot. The Levim had those instruments, the Rekhanam HaChatzotzot, and Apostle of Zion, Vayomer Chizkiyo, Ahalo, Solom, Mizbeach, bring the Karbonos on, and when they brought the Karbonos, Uba'ez Hechel HaOla, Hechel Shir HaShem, when the Karbonos began to be over, that's when they began to sing, Bachatotu, that they Kledov, Melech Yisrael, and Chavches, Chol, Akol, Mishtach, Mashir, Mishore, everybody bowed, and the singers were singing, Bachatotu, Mechatzim, the trumpets were being trumpeted, and so on, Akol, Adul Chosol, until the end of the offering. Now, there's an interesting comment that Rashi there in Devarim and Beis makes. It's Parakhov test, Pasuk Chofei. Unusual end to that Pasuk. Look back in 21. The Pasuk ends, Kibiyad Hashem HaMitzvah B'Yad Neviyah. What's that mean? Kibiyad Hashem HaMitzvah B'Yad Neviyah. So Rashi says a very important thing. And this will answer your question, Monkey. L'shorer HaLeviyim B'Chlei Shir. This is a reference. Where did it come that the Leviyim, and it's not talking about the verbal singing, but at least it's talking about the Chlei Shir, the musical instrument. Lo kosu b'Torah, shei karvan taro shira, talon shira. It's not explicit, we've established that. It's not explicit in the Torah that a karvan requires shira. Ela mitzvah Hashem shetziva biyad neviyav l'shorer ala karvan. It was transmitted to Neviim. So in effect, like halacha l'moshe mitzvah, is part of the oral tradition, which is given to Neviim. So that's the bottom line answer. All those 10 psukim cited in that Gemara Erech and Abdullah are trying to hang your hat and find its Russia to hang, but ultimately, and that's what Rashi goes on to say there, and that's source 22. Again, it's the Rehman Beis, Barakov Tes, Pasuk Chafei, Barakov Seinu, Pirshma, Sechet Erechim, Inayin Shalavim, Tun L'Shorek, with Bashir, the Siva, with Savoda. He quotes some of the other ones. He said, Avoda, Shichuch, Avoda, Cheres, Ima, Hadiyom, Ezer, Shir, Beklei, Shir, Avoda, Smasa, and so on. But that's what Rashi drives that.
Isn't
so
that always anytime you have a mitzvah that's not explicitly stated, like you're selling, or
yeah,
you have you can't just fall back. You have to go back.
Exactly. Now, well, no, but so that's what it looks like from Rashi. Hold that thought over.
Well,
We have a voda which is associated with a different avoda.
Right.
Okay, but the drusha is
probably
20. Okay, hold on. That the drusha is about the
share.
No, but it's a voda I hear, but a voda that totally it's not ostensibly related. Okay, I hear. I
don't,
we take a look.
It wouldn't work.
Right, that's exactly what I see in a moment. Just one moment. If you take a look there in Tosus on Erech and Yud Aleph Med Aleph, that thing Sugi in Erech, Tosus bothered. One of the drushes. He says he doesn't understand this whole thing. Tema. Well, what's this, all these drushes in the Gemara and so on? He's talking about one specific one. But he says, the Kama Kroi Ika B'Divrei HaYomim, B'nei Ploni HaMishorim. There are a number of psukim in Divrei HaYomim, we saw a couple of them, which indicate that there were such and such people who were the Mishorim. Okay, so what is the Gemara asking? We know that the Levim sang it. I mean, Divrei HaYomim is the reliable source. So that's what Tosfos is wondering. I mean, again, he's asking regarding one specific drasha, but it's a general question too. What does the Gemara have to have all these different? You have psukim that indicate that the Levim sang in the mikvah. So what's the problem? That's the purpose of all these drashas, to find, you know, Divrei Hayamim is very nice, if it's a nach, it's in psukim, it's not in the Torah. Tanakh is Kisra Kodesh, I'm not denigrating it, but it's not the same. You have something in Ksuvim as you have something in the Torah. So that's the purpose that tells all these drushes, that the Gemara is trying to find something in the Torah that gives you to hang your hat on. Okay? So he says, that's why, again, he then goes on to explain the particular drush he's analyzing. You don't need to see that. I just wanted to show you that the Tos is bothered. That's why they're... that's why the Gemara is trying to find at least a Mokka and Torah for the idea. But there's no doubt from the Pesuk and Divrei Hayomim to Levi'im's saying. Good. Now, if you're looking around, huh?
Just at the Torah, we must know what the remedy is.
That's true. It comes through Megillah. Right. Good. And let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Per Gimel Aleph, right? Zera Levi Kula Muvdal Avodas HaMikdash. The family of Levi, the tribe of Levi, is dedicated to serving the Mikdash. Shenemar, the Eitzahi Yidil Hashem HaShevel HaLevi. He quotes that pasuk here in Parshas Korach. Shenemar va'avar ha'levi who is avodas ha'moed. The pasuk we started with, that was the opening pasuk in the parak yuches here in Parshas Korach. Pasuk called Gimel. Fine, and the levi has to do his job. And halacha bay is what's his job? Avodas shalayin. He should show them the mikdash. They would guard the mikdash. He spoke about that once a bunch of years ago. What do you mean guard the mikdash? Guard, there's a guard, whether for a fate of attack, maybe. There's more. Right, Hashem needs a guard. So we discussed one years ago. It may well be for the purpose of like dignity, or you know, you have, for example, they have a Buckingham Palace. You have we call the beaches, these guys with big hats, you know. I have a sneaking suspicion that they have, yeah, but those beach eaters, those guys wearing those big fur caps, I suspect it's a security detail there beside them. They're there more for the honor and for the tradition and for the dignity of place. I'm sure there are plenty of, you know, armed security people who are watching. Okay. Right. So these guys are there just for it adds a certain status and covet that many honor guards there before. In the fancy apartment in New York City, they have a doorman, you know, and he wears the uniform that matches the color of the decor of the hallway, you know. It gives a certain stature. What's the guy do? What does he do? You don't need him. He can hold it up. It gives a stature. Anyway, but let's go on around. She said, it shifts right. Anyway, I don't go through all that now, but let's go back there. And he says, the Rambam, that's Halacha Beis, he'll make this part. Gimel, he says, and v'yiru mehen mishorin l'shar l'akar b'chol yom sh'nemar v'sheris v'shem ha'shon ha'kov k'vol echolim. He quotes the first. The Rambam doesn't quote all 10 drushes, quotes just the first one. The pasuk of Shoftim. And then he says that Shira, that's B'Shem Hashem, he's B'Shem Hashem. Umasa Omer Shira, I'll call all the people, and so on and so forth. Only by communal sacrifice, so on. The Or Sameach, on that Rambam, I think this Paragon of Chabay says in number 25, what you were saying. He says, Hine Rabu Hayal Fusos B'Gemara. There are many drushes in the Gemara about this. We mentioned 10. Al Shir Min HaTorah. Who Ka'amar, who Kamod Omer, Chiyotim Rishami, Komila Dol Mechavra, Samchilan, Ma'ashin Tzigi. What do you need 10 different drushes for? So there are some math, because when something is not so clear, and if something were clear, one drush would be sufficient. I mean, if you have an actual pasuk, you don't have to come up with 10 different complicated limudim. You know, you can have this drush or that drush. Oh, there's an open pasuk. It says it. Now, the open pasuk, that's like, you know, years ago, when Rav Shech used to give the chinas for the kolos, one of the questions he would ask, he would ask the question, you know, can a woman be in those here? Some guys would come and got the pilpul, this riot, that guy, stupid. They write the pasuk says, Isho, Isho, Kiyas, Kiyas, Lindor, Ned, and Ozil, you know, so the Arsamech is saying, he says, when you don't have a clear cut thing, that's when you have to come up with lots of different answers. Between all the answers, you get one that works. Anyway, the Iker Shamanu Shir Mi David Vigad Hachoz is Shnei Mahim Nevi'im. The Iker Limit is from David and from God Hanavi. And he says, just like we learned certain dinim from Yechezkel about Avelus and so on, but here's what you were saying, Monty. Rak she'ein Navi yachol chadash davar. But a Navi can't make up a new mitzvah. Not that's the relevance for all time. A temporary thing. Elio could offer an offering on Har Kama. That's a temporary thing. But a ein Navi rishay chadash davar. A Navi can't make up a new mitzvah. So therefore, if David and God did, quote unquote, make up this mitzvah, says the Yosef, that's a sin in that what?
that it existed already, except up until now it existed in the realm of Torah Shabbat Peh. Now they may have standardized it or written it down and so on. Haperet, he says, the Hilchus of Gemiril, that's the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. It was a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, Hilchus of Gemiril. Okay, like we learned from Yoshua, you know, about Bismillah and other things. So he brings other riyas and so on. And he quotes some of the psukim we just saw in Dibur HaYomim, which says in that Rashi, Kimiyad Hashem Mitzvah Yad Neviyov and so on. The Gemara is looking for where did David get it from. So they found psukim. And not only that, but you have more psukim that seem to say that it was, we didn't talk about the instruments as opposed to Shir B'Peh, and you found another passage by Shir B'Peh, and so on. In any event, that's the point the Yosemite point. Some an interesting point that, again, if you have some, and the Tziv, by the way, makes a very similar comment, not on the paper. The Tziv in the Sifrei, in Parshas Korach, it's the first Sifrei in the first Sifrei in Parshas Korach, so he writes, the Masim in the Torah, the B'Ksubim, Matzino Harve Shem Etav Mishorim Lavodos HaMikdash B'Ksubim. We find many psukim that indicate that David set up singers in the mikdash and so on. But in the Torah, lo matzim leferish ele beremes. In the Torah, it's only a remes. And in Haggah, in the footnote, he says the same thing. He says they put all these drushes to talk because if there would have been an actual tzivui, then we would have known it's told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, but if a Navi said something, so then we have to assume it was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was just kept quiet, you know. And there are many other examples like that. It was not kept quiet. I mean, it was part of it wasn't written down. For example, but the point is, let's take an example. Kavod Shabbos. We've all heard of Kavod Shabbos. Is Kavod Shabbos or Oneg Shabbos? Is either one of those ever mentioned explicitly in the Torah? The answer is no. They are mentioned, however, explicitly by Yeshayahu Hanavi, the Chibarato, Me'asot, Chavetzech, and so on. And it says, of course, Kavod Shabbos, Oneg, and it's Sefer Yeshayahu. What? Until Yeshayahu, there was no mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos? No, until Yeshayahu, it was in the days, and until Yeshayahu's time, Oneg Shabbos was in the realm of Torah Shabbat Peh. Whatever reason, the Kodesh Baruch Hu had Yeshayahu then wrote it down. So that's what's going on here as well. Okay, one other Ha'ara, Rabbeinu Bachai, this introduction of Parshas Noson on Source 26 says, what's the idea of all this singing and musical instruments going on with the Korbanot? So the Rabbeinu Bachai writes, sounds like a Chassidish story, but Rabbeinu Bachai is one of the Rishonim, right? He writes, V'yadua ki ha-simcha b'maisa mitzvah mitzvah ne'as. Rejoicing when you perform a mitzvah is itself a mitzvah. Exactly, and he quotes that. Shem shah mitzvah is Hashem Yisroh ka-ha simcha b'maisa mitzvah. So you got both sukkim that the Rabbeinu Bachai quotes. He quotes the Pasuk and the Tochan, Kisavo tachah shalabarat Hashem l'tech v'simcha, and Ivdos Hashem b'simcha. And he says, Al kain hoya inyan hashir b'mikdosh u'mishkan b'shir ha-peh v'akli, shumevi nefer sha'odam u'derech ha-simcha. Singing and instruments please people, give people a good mood. That's why you go to a dinner or something like that. Now sometimes they play too loud, okay, but it can add to a certain, you have background music and singing, it cheers you up, it could put you in a good frame of mind. She says the same thing, that's avoda, 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 again that avoda, avoda, eza, avoda, avoda, heavy omer, zah, shir, ki halavim, ki hayu halavim, muzhar, muzhar, muzhorer, ula'ora, simcha, mitzvah, sat, korban. That's how it relates directly to Rabbi Zidah. That's his drasha of avoda, avoda. It's an avoda which enhances this greater simcha when you have the singing. Okay.
So what is now,
explaining why.
Why we don't make milk to be.
Okay, well, the Sefer Chinuch does it all the time. Like, by each mitzvah, what the rationale might be by. He suggests. He's explaining what it does. Okay. Now, what exactly did the Levium sing? So that we know from a famous Mishnah in Maseches Tamid, Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet, it appears in Daf Lamed Gimel Beis in Tamid. Tamid doesn't have 33 blood. The pagination, as we mentioned, continues from earlier Maseches.
Okay.
I know where the Siddur got it from, right? It's in the Siddur, but it says the following. It's a Mishnah, 27. Hashir Shahir Alevim Omrim the Mikdash. This is the Shir at the Levim sang the Mikdash. Vayom Arishon Omrim Lashem Artzumot Tevi. That's Kapitul Tumah. Shani, it says this. We all know this. Again, it identifies each day what that particular day's Shir Shalom is, and Shabbos Shalom is, and Shalom Shabbos, and so on. Okay. Now, that's what they said. Those are the Kapitlach that they sang in the Mikdash every day. The Shir Shahir Alevim Omrim the Mikdash. In Maseches Sofrim, one of the so-called minor tractates, it's 28, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Aleph, he says, now, Lefichach Nagu Ha'am, Lomar Mizmor Bonot. That's why we have the practice today. He says, Nagu Ha'am, for the custom, that we also will sing these mizmorim in their proper time. It's Mondays on Monday, Wednesdays on Wednesday, and so on and so forth. The Tanina Tamana quotes the whole thing again. Shir, Shai Leviv, Omer, Mei, Samik, Tos, Mamarish, etc., etc. At the very end, last line, he writes, last line of 28, he writes, Shekol Hamazkir Pasuk Bon Naso, Ma'ale Alav Kilu Bonam is Be'achada Shehikrev Alav Karvam. Whoever says the psukim at the right time, it's like you offered a carbon and built them. Beautiful. All right, whatever, it's similar, right? In any event, so now you have between the Mishnah Tomid and the Bryce of Masechta Sofrim, a muck of why we say the Shir Shayom today. It's in effect the Zecher. In fact, the Sefer Seder Hayom, which is that's exactly what it sounds like. It's a Sefer from the time of the Mekubal and Tzad. The Sefer Seder Hayom. What's that?
Think of that paper every morning.
Why? Modani, yeah, it's the first one, Modani, yeah. So anyway, in Seder Asher Melotzina 29, he writes, V'ra'isi minhav, he said, I've seen the custom, she'omrim b'feirish hashir sh'ahilavim ha'alavim ha'omer v'yit ha'mitbash b'yom alavod ha'aviz, etc. V'chein maschilim v'sharim esher v'hu k'day lahazkir churban ha'bayis k'day lidog olav. We should remember the churban and regret the fact that ha'omer v'yit ha'mitbash, that's the idea of the shir shayom, it's a zeichel ha'mitbash. Okay, so Zechel Chorban, to remember what we don't have anymore. That's the idea. Well, again, notice that the Sefer Seder quoted Ra'isi Minhag. The custom, it's not an absolute requirement. It's in our Siddurim, but it came started out as a minhag. Okay? A different discussion, enough for now. The Rambam, let's take a look. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzidkus Mustafim, when he's talking about what took place in the days of the Samikdash, Parak Vav, Halacha Tes, he quotes again, Hashir Shahayu Halavim Omer, by Marisha Omer this, second day that, and the same thing. He passes like this Mishnah in the end of Talmud, and Halacha Yud Aleph, he writes Halacha Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, Uchrishteda Sh'osim Chayom HaBoker, Chachosim Ben Harbayim, they do the same thing for the afternoon sacrifice. Let's recall that the daily Talmud offering was offered twice. We read it this morning, it's Rosh Chodesh, right? It's Hakeres Echad, Pasa HaBoker, it's Hakeres Hashemi, Pasa Ben Harbayim, the carbon Talmud was offered twice. In the morning, Talmud Shal Shachar, in the afternoon, Talmud Shal Ben Harbayim. The Rambam tells us that the procedure was the same in the morning as in the afternoon, and so on. Except for a couple of things, they didn't clean out the mizbech in the morning before they put on the new sacrifice. They had to clean out the eshes from yesterday's sacrifice. That they didn't have to do in the afternoon, and a few other things he says that they didn't do in the morning either. But that's when the Beis Hamikdash stood. Then, in 31, the Rambam, you know, the end of Sefer Ava, which is his section of the Mishnah Torah, which talks about the laws of davening and brachas and so on and things along those nature, he has a siddur, the Rambam siddur. There's a whole siddur, which is similar to our siddur. There are differences here and there. But, you know, we're closer to the Nusosar than to the Tzmashan in many ways. Whatever it is. And there, in the Rambam Seder Tfilos, in what's called the Nuscha Kaddish section, and the davening, the Shacharis, he writes, Nagu mitzvah ha'am. Some people have the practice, Likro b'chol yom achar tachanunim, every day after their, the tachanun, the end of the davening prayers, Shir Mizmar Shahayu Halavim Omer Beis HaMikdash Bo Tzayom. The Rambam calls it Nagu Mikdash Achris. It's Nagu Mikdash Ha'am. Some people. Okay, so today it became more standardized. Okay. The tour already in Or Chaim Siman Kuflam.
Okay,
hold.
And also Tachanus.
Right, but he princes only by the Shachris. That's what it happens to be. You can't tell from the title that the Shachris. The whole, that's exactly what I'm getting to now. You take a look at 32, that's the tour. Or a Chaim Simon Kuf Lamet Gimel. The Torah writes, it's on the end of davening. The Omer Aleinu Shabach, you say Aleinu, good. Uvesvarad, Noagim Bechol Yom Achar Kaddish Lomar Mizmor Sir Vihita Shavosa, Atei Hashem Ozecha, Anein Vekaddish Achar Vachar Kach Aleinu Shabach, Uvechol Zman Uzman Mishanin HaMizmor Lufi Inyano. Each day you would say a different Shir Shayom, Kedon Baruch Hinafshi Barosh Chodesh, again we said it this morning, like Baruch Hinafshi Barosh Chodesh, and other things like Halamayit or whatever. And he writes, Minak Tovu, it's a good minik. So again, the Tur mentions this as well. Now look what he says after that, a little bit later in Sim Kuf Lamed Gil. V'chein bo'erev, so to an evening, la'achar she'yidmeru tefila tarvis, no'agin lomar pitum akhtar, after Mayrev, they would say pitum akhtaris, which we don't do, that's right. Avalo Hashir. But you would not do a Shir Shayom. Right, that's what I'm saying. You would not do a Shir Shayom after Myers. The Lama Omer Pitar Taurus Baboka Varev. The Lama because Pitar Bashir Baboka Bavad. How come he did Pitar Taurus a day and night, but they would not do the Shir Shayom at night? the Lafisha Zeh Mitzos of Aboker Uva Erev. Because the Torah is brought both in the morning and in the evening. Not at night, but late in the day, you know, the Torah of Aramaya. The Zeh Elohaisa Mitzos of El Aboker. But the Shir was only in the morning. Okay, the Shir was only in the morning. That's how the Torah writes. So according to the Torah, our open, the question is, I entitled the Shir is, why do we not recite, what do I call it? Why do we not recite the Shir Shayom during Mincha? Well, of course, we're very simple. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't, but in the Beis HaMikdash, right, they didn't sing at night because the Mincha was on in the morning. They brought the Talmud in the afternoon, but they didn't do the Shir in the afternoon. That's the point. That's what it looks like from the Torah. Okay, and Iran will have to analyze it. And he says, again, 32, V'chein b'erev lachash mitzvot arvus nogam, I'm sorry, wait a minute. The Torah later, the Tzun Reish Lamed Zayin, that was from the Kuf Lamed Gimel, Tzun Reish Lamed Zayin, or Chaim 33, where he's talking about fire, V'chosav od sheb'erev achash agor mitzvot arvus nogam, lo mpitz makhtoris, sh'omer mosos zeichel mikdash, buktoris hayo gam b'erev, ava hashir, sh'hayo omer mikdash, ein lo mar b'erev, sh'lo hayo omer osa mikdash b'erev. Because they didn't do it in the mikdash. Okay, now.
They didn't sing the
Shir, right? They didn't sing
the
Shir Shayom. In the evening.
We just said
the morning they did, but not in the evening.
This doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
The very beginning,
yeah,
where it said that you won't die and you won't die. If
right.
You put the two words together, then without Shir, the fourth isn't of the fourth.
Very good. Very good. Hold the thought. Very good. But again, based on what the Torah is saying, the simple reading of the Torah seems to be that there was no Shir accompanying the afternoon, the late in the afternoon sacrifice. Okay, in fact, the Beis Yosef writes in 34, commenting on the Torah in Tzimun Kuf Lamed Gimel, Kosev Orchas Chaim, B'mincha lo ra'isi misha'ol ha'shirim. I never saw anybody say the Shir Shalom Mincha time. Why? Atam, lefisa lo ha'im itself, shalom ha'boker. The mitzvah is only in the morning. And that, if you look in the Orchas Chaim, which is Arachon Lamil, earlier than the Beis Yosef, obviously, it says it there, right? The Chelik Aleph, Din Hatchinos, Amizmorim, Shomer Acha, Yudches, Acha, Shomer Acha, and of Zion, he says, V'yeish Mekomos, Omer Mechol Yom, Mikel Okeinu, that's saying Kel Okeinu, right? Upitim Aktores. And Omer Beloz, the Tamil Chom, and that whole thing. Many people say it every day. Most of the Sufsari do that. Otaz, that doesn't do it every day. Fine. V'chein Nami, Bo'er, Omer Mikel Okeinu, Pitim Aktores, Vatam, Fine, because they're bringing it to them too. It was only in the morning. Okay. On the basis of this, the Shulchan Paskins are all in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. The Torah was in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, but the Ramah, for whatever reason, brings up Kuf Lamed Beis or Chaim Sif Beis. He writes, first, write the general point. Also, the Adam Lot says, "Is a Kesses called Kedusha Desidu." Not supposed to walk out of shul before Kedusha Desidu is nicknamed for a volatzion, where Kedusha, right? Ato Kadosh, you say Kadosh Kadosh. Not supposed to leave shul before then. Many people regret this because the implication is after you can't leave, then you run out. And there are more ads. You really shouldn't leave till the end of anything. But all right, he says end of everything. But Omer Achas Simatzil Leil Shabbeah. Afterwards, says there are more. You say Leil Shabbeah. You should say it's standing with Kavona and so on. But Achas Mekorim good. The Omer Kadosh Yosem Acharelenu, and you say the Mordech Kadosh Yosolenu. I feel in Yosem is Hakness Yosem Mishain Lo Avim. If there's no one in the shul who's another right now, anybody who is missing a parent can say it. And even if someone has parents, they can also say it at that point if the parents don't mind. Shush, and they ain't other even like freedom fine. The Eishon Peter Vatoris Erev Lo Kachas Yosem Lo Om Chilik Kelkenu Om Hashir Shulam Mishem Mikdash Right Shachris Levad. But the Shir, he said, says there are shachris levad, only by shachris. So Ad Kan, we would say, very simple. There are more paskins. The Torah said it. It seemed, and there are also close to Orchas Chaim, and so Orchas Chaim, and nobody ever says Shir Shayom in the afternoon. Because in the Mikdash itself, the Levium only sang in the morning. Therefore, we only should sing our Shir Shayom, as we saw, is sort of like a Zecher. So we only have to do what they do. There's a major problem with this. And that is the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Again, Ad Kan, the answer to our opening question is simple. Why would not say Shir Shayom at Mincha? Because the Levium did not sing a Shir with the afternoon sacrifice. So that's it. What's that? It's a Zecha. It's a good question. We're not really doing it. We're just doing a Zecha. It's like when you say, when a non-Kohen can say, this is what they used to do. Okay, anyway, a different Shayom. But there's a major problem with all of this, and that is a famous mission, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells the following story. Following din first. Barishona ha'ayim ekablin edus ha'chodesh kolayom. As we know, when it came time to determine whether the new month, today again was Rosh Chodesh. So every month, a Jewish month, has either 29 days or 30 days, no more, no less. Okay, so if it's day 29 of the outgoing month, you know for sure that tomorrow is only one of two possibilities. Either it's going to be day 30 of the old month, or it's going to be day 1 of the new month. There's only two possibilities. And what does that depend on? Whether Adam saw the moon, and the next day they came and they were accepted or not. That's what's going to matter. So now, it's all wonderful, except what about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh. How are you going to... So the Gemara says, Adam would usually come first thing in the morning. But let's say they got tied up. They may not come. Okay, so at a regular Rosh Chodesh, let's say today is Rosh Chodesh Thomas. So a regular Rosh Chodesh, so the Adam came at 3 in the afternoon. Well, it wasn't a big deal. It didn't affect too much. But apparently, there was one time it was Rosh Hashanah. That's what we're learning right now. 37, Barishona, Mekaban, Edus, Achodesh, Kolayon. They would accept Edus all day, even if they came 5 minutes before Shkia. Pam Achas, Nishtau, Ha'edim, Ilofo. One time, the Edim got delayed, and no Edim showed up, whatever happened, traffic. Okay, then, Viniskalkalu, Ha'Levim, Bashir. And the Levim messed up the shear. Now, if it was Rosh Hashanah, it sounds like that wouldn't be the only problem. What happened to Kishofer? Okay, not every shear. And therefore, Hiskinu Shalayim Kabban El Adam Mincha. They made a new takana. They have to come by Zman of Mincha. If the Eidim came later, we would not accept them. And Halacha is, even if the Eidim show up, if they have not been examined by the Bezin, they don't exist. And in such a case, Ibo Eidim and Mechalala, no, Ibo Eidim and Mechalala, they would have 2 days. That's why there would be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even Eretz Yisrael. Right? Even Eretz Yisrael, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Pesach, the extra day, or Shavuos and Sukkot, only here, outside of Eretz Yisrael. But Rosh Hashanah is 2 days after also, because even the olden days, sometimes get 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, and then once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so they took it, went back the old way. Fine. What does it mean, is Skalka, Levi, Bashir, the Levi messed up the Shavuot? What's going on? So the Rashi tells us the Gemara first. Rashi says, stay tuned. Okay, so let's look at the Gemara. The Tosus says, first, for 39, very important, Tosus, Rosh Hashanah, Laman, Levi, when it's Skalka, Levi, Bashir, Bitamid Shalbein Harbayim. What shear did the Leviim mess up in the afternoon sacrifice? Okay, usually Adam came. No Adam came. They figured, okay, by Mincha time, the afternoon Mincha, meaning Mincha, what we call Mincha time, Tamid Shalbein Harbayim time, the afternoon sacrifice time. No Adam came, so they assumed that the Beit HaMikdash, that's it, they're not coming, there was no new moon last night, and they sang the wrong shear. Oh, because that's what the Tosa said. Okay. Yeah. So that's the problem. That's exactly the problem. So and the Gemara. So Tosa says it was talking about Thomas Shobin Arbayim. As the Gemara will explain. However, Thomas so Shachar lo tiklu shir sheyanta can appear to the conscience of Shabbat Rov Hashanah Einai the Bon Kana Tosa Shachar the Sofer is Kadosh the Sofer of Yiskadosh. What emerges in Tosa is that on Rosh Hashanah in the morning you sang whatever that day of the week was. In the afternoon, you sang a special Yom Tov Shir. What happened that particular day? The Eidim didn't show up by Mincha, so they offered the Torah Tamash Ben Arbayim in the afternoon, and they didn't sing the Yom Tov Shir because they assumed no more Eidim would come. It's too late already. And that's what they messed up. What did they do? So the Gemara says, look at 40. The Gemara says, that's the mission of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Laman Arbeis, Rosh Hashanah Gemara, Ma Kilkulu Halavim Bashir. What exactly did they make? What did they do? Hacha Targimu. Shalom Amru Shira Kol Iker. They didn't sing any song. That's the first opinion.
That's what they sang.
Well, that's one opinion. Rav Zera Omar, Sh'amru Shira Shalchol in Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. Since the song wasn't Yom Tov, they sang again the regular day. It was Thursday. They sang Thursday song. No, whatever it was, that's what they did. So what comes out, and Rashi explains in 41, Shalom Amru Shira Kol Iker in Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. Lufi Shalom Yadu Mashir. They don't know what to do. Maybe Aiden will come, maybe not. They did nothing. You know, Shave Al Tai did nothing. Or the other opinion is no, they simply repeated the morning song. Either way, especially the second way, there's a spirit. What afternoon song? I thought we said before there was no song. We said from the tour, and the reason we don't say, and another big show saying, no, I'm off passing. The reason we don't say Shir Shalom in the afternoon is going to be connected. So what's this whole song if they messed up the Shir in the afternoon? What? Who wear what song in the afternoon? That's the catch. Well, okay, but the Tosa says, Okay, but that's how you, that's the flow of the sugi. I mean, that's what the Tosa says. Now, Okay. And weren't there bigger problems with Rosh Hashanah? What happened? You're sober. I mean, we're not learning Rosh Hashanah now. There's nothing they can do later. They can go sober later if they need to. But anyway, I don't want to go through all that now just to show you the spirit, what we said before. The first person, or as far as I know, the earliest person to deal with the spirit is the Tshuvas Maram Alshech. It's from the time of the shows, it's 1500 in Tzfat. You know, if you go to Tzfat today, one of the shuls you visit is the Alshech Shul. No, they have all these old shuls in the old section of Tzfat, the artist colony area, whatever. The Beis Yosef shul and this one shul. We have the Alshech shul. So Moshe Alshech in his tshuva says, "Kuf lamed ches." And his tshuva says, "We asher mashakasa b'tor." He's bothered by this tour, right? Because the tour said they only sang in the morning. That's it's early in the tour. Tzorchos Chaim. That we never heard anyone sing in the afternoon because the mitzvah only b'boker. Okay, look at the second line of 42 b'kosher. Sorry, Mishnah Shleima sending a parakbalas in Rosh Hashanah. It's all for Mishnah. That palm achas is kalchol of Mishir. Who else? Shir Shavar. It's on the evening Shir. V'chein b'gavar. Nir Shavar Osebar. Right? So what's going on? Just hear it. So the Maram Al-Shik gives the following answer. He says, Harei da sika b'gavar. V'das omen b'vov v'hechi. K'sveika min chalom Mishir klal. In a machlokas where they didn't say any song or there is that they sang the morning song. Okay, he says as follows. There is an opinion in that whole sugya, according to Rav Meir, that the absence of the song, so important is the song, that it messes up, it's ma'ake the whole carpet. So how on earth, according to Rav Meir, could one of the options been they didn't sing any song at all? Really? That muffs up the whole carpet. How could it be? And he wants to so what? So he says, it's a, that same sugya in Erchin. The shir is ma'ak of the carpet. Din kain hechef shalom shakiru a carpet lo shir klal. Ela, he says, vadai de shani lon bein boke lo erev. De be boke ma'akev u be'erev lo ma'akev. The Maran al-Shukh gives a creative answer. He says, yeah, they sang a song in the afternoon too, but it wasn't as pivotal or as critical to the carbon. Okay, this is Egan Suara, but he says, Maralshuk's suggestion is that'll solve everything. They did sing, like the Gemara says, and it was proper to sing, but it wasn't Ma'akev. Only in the morning was Ma'akev. Well, Mishum Hachi, Efshad, the custom of Hator, Bachachachim, the mitzvahs are Shir Baboker. The mitzvahs in the morning.
But he sang the wrong
one of them. So that was the problem. But I'm just saying, whatever they sang, they did sing something. The tour of the Beis Yosef, the one who says that they didn't sing in the afternoon. No, it wasn't the Akev. So that solves all the problems. That's the Al-Shuk here. Others are uncomfortable. There's a Be'er Sheva commenting on the Sugi of Tamid Lamed Gimel Beis. The Be'er Sheva is an early Achon. Yisachar Be'er Adamson says as follows. Anyway, Hashir Shalom. Perush Bein, but he's not buying any of that. He says, Bein B'Tamid Shoshachar, Bein Tamid Shom Bein Arbayim. He says right off the bat that when they sang Shir in the Mikdash, they sang morning and afternoon. The Afagav the Pashur, even though this is 43, even though I think this is 100% obvious, Utsrachti Lichtov there, the Meshur Isi Rabman Bein Amayim Nishamshu, the Tol Omer Shir, Shashir Lo Hel Mitzvoso, the Tomit Shobin Arbayim. I'm making a fuss about this, says the Be'er Sheva, because I've seen other people who want to start kvetching that they only sang in the morning, not in the afternoon, nothing doing, he says. There's no difference, okay? And he says they base themselves on Rav Amram, that the Torah quotes, the Orchas Chaim, and so on and so forth. And he says that it's not the same mitzvah. He doesn't accept any of this. He says in the fourth line, he says, "V'zedomer shafilu barbe rab dechad yoma lo yitzvah." It's so obvious, even a person in a rabbi for one day knows the answer to this. Okay, or a kid one day old. Sorry, Mr. Shlema, it's a mission in Rosh Hashanah. We saw it, he goes in, and nowhere there's a hint over there that the morning is more important, it's less important. He doesn't buy that answer at all. Okay, and he says that both are equal, and he said certainly according to Rav Meir, who says that a shir is ma'akev. Where do you get the idea with Rav Meir? What? Oh, check. So that's going to change. But he's saying he doesn't buy that answer at all. He says the shir is ma'akev. Where do you see Rav Meir says in Erchin that the shir is ma'akev the korban? He never says only in the morning. You said that, but he doesn't say that. That's the Be'er Sheva. It says the Shmami Noah, he brings right. He thinks that it's Thomas Bain, Thomas Afilu, Thomas Bain, Abraham, come up with Thomas Shachar. Mishum the Ain Chilik Bainayim, Bain Ganashir. There is no difference, he says. I mean, he's saying it pretty emphatically. He tries to bring a right from Rambam. And he says, even according to Chachamim, who holds out like a man, he says it's not Ma'akev, but there's still no Chilik. Okay, so that's what the, that's what he wants to say. That's what the Be'er Sheva says. So now, he says in the second batch here, Lochain Omer Ani Shatur lo chen yitma ulevavo lo chen yachshuv. The Torah never had a havamina to say that they didn't do a shir in the afternoon. And he says, now look back carefully at the words of the Torah. Okay? He says, look back to this. This is not, he says, you can't say that the Torah said something so obviously incorrect. He says, when did they say the Torah, the singing of song in the afternoon? When they brought the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim. Okay? Look back at the Torah. What was the Torah talking about? It's Kedai to see it inside. Look back at the Torah. Where was that? In Simon, number 32 and 33. When the Torah was talking about what they didn't do, or when they didn't do Shira, that was at night. That's what Achar Arvis. That's at night after Myriv. Oh, after Myriv, okay, they didn't sing the Shira. But no one was talking about the afternoon. No one was talking about Mincha time. He says, yeah, exactly. He says, no, no, okay, no, so we'll get to that. But as the Be'er Sheva says, he says, No. But he says that's Tfilas Arvis. That's what the Torah is talking about. Okay, and Shira. That's exactly what he says. But the Shira is only during the day. That's what the Torah is saying. They did sing at night. So there. Now the answer. Well, we'll get to your point in a second. Well, that's what it starts with. He says minute total. But anyway, he says there's only one problem. The Torah I solved. So the Be'er Sheva says this whole kasha doesn't get off the ground. There's nothing here to talk about. They did sing at Mincha as well, okay? Mincha, I mean the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim in the afternoon. You look careful, the Torah is 20 at night. The only problem is...
No Mari.
Yeah, right, that's for sure. Okay, that's for sure. There was no Avodah in the Mishnah this night. But now look back for a second. That all works out very well, except in the Lashon of the Beis Yosef in 34. Because the Beis Yosef writes, 34, Kasav Archas Chaim, the Mincha, lo ra'isi Mishal Merav. Oh, he says mincha. Okay, so you can't. No, okay, but so the Be'er Sheva is stuck with that. He says, he has to say, he said it's a textual problem. He says, Afa gasha kosher Beis Yosef. He says, Nira li de milas be mincha to sofer over tzarach lios to arvis. It's one myrav, and that's really what it looks like in the original Archos Chaim as well. Okay, so that's what the Be'er Sheva says. Now, the only problem left with the Be'er Sheva. So one second, if he's right that Itaka is saying, and he doesn't deal with it, it's not his problem, Itaka, why don't we say Shushalom Mincha? He makes such an emphatic case that, good, okay, he doesn't deal with that problem. You're right, okay, let me go. Okay, anyway, the preacher on that Simon, the Torah, Archaim, Simon Kuflam, that's 44, not my faith. The preacher raises the same kasha, okay, it's against the mission of Rosh Hashanah, and he says, and don't tell me that they sang a different shir in the afternoon. He doesn't like that answer either. Some suggest, we'll see them on the Ram, that don't say that they sang some different shir because the Gemara should have mentioned it. The Gemara mentions all the other songs that they sang, which kapitel and so on and so forth, and which one was to Rosh Chodesh, so I should have mentioned it. And then he suggests maybe the following. Yes, your question was, why would anyone think it might? Well, why do you say Pitam Torah after Myriv? There was no Torah at night either. So the preacher says, talking about that they started the Torah, and the writer continued, as long as you started the Avodah during the day. But he says, the Shira, that wasn't the case. Shira, they would never do at night. Okay, anyway, he says, but he gives a different parent. Again, not like the Be'er Sheva. He says, he holds that there is a difference between the morning and the afternoon. And in the afternoon, maybe they sang a Shira, but it wasn't formal. But absolutely, the end of the tour, 44, end of the preacher, 44. But Efshe Namno, the Afshe Omer Azashir, Bechol Mokom, Bechol Mokom, Lohem, Mitzuvan, Azalem, Atzman, Ayo Omer. It was voluntary. Okay, it wasn't a mitzvah, it was a mitzvah in the morning. No, you can take up into tonight and time your life. You can say right now.
You got to follow the rules.
Okay, but they did it. Okay, it was a good question. I guess it wasn't, that's his point. It wasn't so it was part of the mitzvah. It was just, it was decorative. The time of the Sachem, when they brought or the wine. So, anyway, all right. Well, I don't know. All right. Anyway, the Mogen Avraham in Kuf Lamed Beis in Simchat and Dalad also quotes to the Beis Yosef. It's kind of the whole kasha everything we say, okay? And he says also, he says they brought the time in the Sukhayayin. He does the whole calculation. Now, in the morning, strictly speaking, you can do the shir afterward, okay? It started with the Sukhayayin, but there was time to do it later on if you had to. But at night, once the afternoon carbon is done, there was nothing afterwards. So so couldn't possibly be done. That's the Magen Avraham. So that's the Mishnah Berurah explained. If you want to look at it, we'll save time. It's late. There's a couple more minutes. It's a Kufal Amid Beis, and it's in Tazayin 46. The Mishnah Berurah writes, after the Mikdash of Mishura al Nisqa Yayin Gama Pamit Shobein Arbaim, Pachayin Gneisha Kama Pa'amim Hayo Akonim Trudim, Hayo Mevim Anasachat Shobein Arbaim Balayla, or the Laila, and Mishura, the Fich of Nagal al Mishura Shachat Ubad. That's the Mishnah Berurah. That there were times, or there was a backup, they would still bring the wine offering later, or they bring the Taurus later, but you couldn't sing later because ain't Shira Elav. A lot of them learned that from Sukkim. So that's what the Shabur says, even though Taka, you know, his answer, the Mohan Abram's answer is, you're right. Most of the time they did sing in the afternoon too. But since there were occasions when they didn't, so when the Chazal made the Siddur, they only printed the Shira when they always did it by Shachar. There's also a piece from the Yom Tua that's in Moshe Mechaviv, and his commentary on the Rosh Hashanah of Laman on the Beis. He's also at the bottom of the whole, same old Kasha, right? He quotes the Tua and how he can say this and so on. And he doesn't like any of the Terutzim that came before him and so on. And he says that the Shir is not Ma'akev the Karban. That's why he doesn't like the Be'er Sheva's answer. He says the Shir is not Ma'akev the Karban. Okay. I'm sorry, the Ashuk's answer. What's the Machoket? But he says the way he turns the way he passes. So anyway, the Yom Trua says it's not Makiv either time. He has a different approach. He says again because they did it on this line of the words. I'll look at it. He says he quotes the Be'er Sheva. Anyway, he mentions the Mincha. We don't say it at Mincha because sometimes it'll be too late. There's a similar answer we saw before. It's late that I want to find a sense of word. Yeah, he rejects the whole. He has cash against the Alshik. He thinks it's not right. And he says, because sometimes they didn't do it. Okay? Sometimes they didn't do it in the afternoon, so we don't do it either. That's the answer he gives. The Perushua in Rosh Hashanah and Alf also quotes this cash in the Alshik. He doesn't give the answer. You know, he just says, he just rejects the Alshik. He doesn't give his own answer. He says, in 48, he says, the kasha of my alshich, I'll deal with my kuntz achon. I looked at the kuntz, I couldn't find it. I don't know if the Yeshua ever did it. We don't have it. The rasha, but everybody up until now is assuming that what they did do shir in the afternoon. Maybe it was a different song. Maybe it was voluntary. Maybe it wasn't the akev. But there was something in the afternoon most of the time. That's everyone. And the rashash writes in Rosh Hashanah Laman Beis 49. The Masor Rashi, he says near it, the kol yom hayom shirim hamuvarim lekam b'shachris ulemin. He says that Rashi, no, they did it absolutely shachris and mincha. And the Torah Evan says that Rosh Hashanah on Beis Yomatzel lo hayomer. It's verse number 50. The lav hachi b'shachris ulemin lekam b'shachris shayom. The Nitziv has a very fascinating point. The Nitziv always has an obvious. He says this is 51. A tshuva they wrote to his son in Chaim Berlin. The Nitziv, the entire Tzvi Berlin, his son was the Menuchim Chaim Berlin, for whom the yeshiva in Brooklyn is called. Anyway. He says in 51, Shuvah Asher Hevi, Heishir Agron Mechavir Zotah, or Kvod Benor Chaim Berlin. He asked the same kasha, well, did they sing Shir Shayom at, did they sing a Shir in the Mikdash at Mincha in the afternoon? He said, yeah, it's a Pasuk. A Pasuk in Divayom, look at 52. Divayom Aleph Perkov Gimel Pasuk Lamed. The Lamed Baboker Baboker Lahodos Lahalo Hashem, the Chayin Lorev. The Pasuk. Not bingo, yeah. Bango, bongo, right? Okay. Game over, right? Checkmate. I don't know. All right. And as soon as David says there, Lashora Beis HaKarban, as soon as he said it's talking about. All right, so others will have to learn that Pasuk is not talking about the Shir Shalom, so I don't know. Okay? The Chassam Sofer and Beis HaDaftal Beis, with the same Sugi and Rosh Hashanah, closer comes up in Beis HaDaftal Beis, the Chassam Sofer's comment is there. He quotes the Torah in the Kasha of Ram Alshich, and he says the Ram Alshich answers the Tochek. The Ram Alshich answer doesn't like either. Okay, and he says that the Shir is Machter, but he gives the answer that at Mincha they sang a different Shira. We don't know which Shira it was. So therefore, Chazal couldn't be Mesakein a Shira because they didn't sing the same one as in the morning. And he brings Raya's to it, although it's a little problematical. But that's the answer of the Chassam Sofer. The most interesting answer that I thought of, the creative answer, so that's an answer they didn't sing the regular Shir Shayom in the afternoon. That's why we don't. That's the Chassam Sofer. The Aruch Laner, the Aruch Laner says, the Mincha Chassam Sofer says, the Mincha Shir Acher is, we don't know what it was. So you can't make a Zecher, and we don't know what it was. Okay? But look at the Aruch Laner, the Yaakov Etlinger, in his commentary, Rosh Hashanah, the Aruch Laner, he has a very interesting, he says all the answers to the Dochek, he says, one second. He has a totally different answer. Look on the third line at the end. Let's finish up with this. He says, I disagree with the whole everybody. No, they didn't sing Thomas Shobain Arbaim ever. The Lo Nizka B'Shum Makom. It never says that anywhere. You look in the Sugin Tomit, you look in the Ram of Tomit the morning. Okay? So what's going on with that Sugin Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, that was on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, for certain reasons, they had the Abigailara that said they sang a special song in the afternoon. That's not a simon that every day throughout the year. On Rosh Hashanah, they did sing a song in the afternoon. But the rest of the year, not. He works out the whole sugya. Okay? And he says in the end, if he's the Ein Raya Klau, the sugya Zusha Amushir B'Thomas Shabbat Erbayim. And therefore the tour, and Rav Amram Gold, and the Archa said, all right, we don't say Shir Shalom Minchay, why? The Taka didn't do it. I, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Mishra Hashanah, and Sayyidah Rosh Hashanah, what are you talking about? That was a one-time occurrence. That was a story that happened once. The Aiden came late. It was Rosh Hashanah once a year. Okay, so maybe we should sing a Shir Shalom Minchay on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but the rest of the year, there's no problem whatsoever. And again, that, to me, it's an ingenious answer. I don't know if it's correct or not, but it's his question. That's the Aruch HaMeir's answer. Most, as we saw, most people don't accept that at all. And most people don't accept it. That's the Aruch HaMeir's suggestion. He says, you can't bring a riot from that Gemara at all. Lastly, Avni Nezer mentions in Shuvah Aruch HaMeir, Simon Chav Zayin Oz Gimel Gad. Again, he quotes the Al-Shif, and he says that they would do it in the afternoon as well, just like they pulled the Chatzotzers. And what about the other things? He says, well, as the Zohar and those dollars. He says, what about the Rav Amram Gaon? He said, no, Ruach HaKodesh, the Zohar says it. Okay? He says, really it's only once a day. The obligation is only once a day. The point is, well, the name is Mechadish, the Raya from the Kabbalistic, so the Raya from the Zohar. Okay, I don't know. In the Tshuvas we don't have here, the Tshuvas Chikrei Lev, he mentioned something else. The Chikrei Lev in the Chedek Ochan Sinan Nun, in Yosef Chazan, he gives another teretz. He says, one second, it may depend on other machlokas. Is it Talmud Shal Shachar and Talmud Shal Ben Abayim? Are those two different mitzvahs or one mitzvah, two parts? The old machlokas, Ram Ramban, saying by Kriyashma, saying by Tfilin, Shayad, Shalosh. So he says, if you hold it, it's one mitzvah. Okay? Oh! So the shir, they sang in the morning, covered the afternoon also. Okay? And even if they did a shir in the afternoon, that's why it's not naked. Maybe it's only drop part in the afternoon. That's his suggestion. The other suggestion he makes, and this we mamish finish, is that maybe the whole thing is not a zecher l'mikdash anyway. Maybe there's a different reason why we sing Shir Shayom today. There's a pasuk in Mishlei Perek as well, pasuk of Gimel. The end of the pasuk is 57. Simcha lishman afiv v'dover v'ito matol. It's good to do something in its proper time. Everything should be in its proper time. The Gemara Sanhedrin Kufal and Aleph says, Hey, Rav Shum Melozim, Shum Shum Melchanya, Kolakori, pasuk is not a, maybe tov olam shenemar v'dover v'ito matol. So there's something, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph, when it quotes that Sunday they sang this, Monday they sang that, Tuesday they sang the other thing, well, those aren't random kapitlach tefillin. Each one corresponds to something to do with that day of the week. So it's a dover be'ito. So once a day is enough. Once you did it, you did the thing for that day. So and truth is, I would just say that even if you hold it, Zecher L'Mikdash. Zecher L'Mikdash doesn't mean you have to do everything all the time exactly what they do. One Zecher is enough. Anyway, that's our practice, whichever answer you like, but that's our practice. We have Dr. Moshe Shayom at Mincha for one of these weeks.
So if you say
wish everybody a good Shabbos.